It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Alicia Sandoval. She is with the Christmas Tree Regalia. It's been going on, and it's wrapping up this weekend. So we thought we'd bring her back in, talk about the Christmas store that happens this weekend. They've got a big parade going on Thursday night, and how you can bid on these trees, because bidding will close starting this weekend. So, you know, if you're looking for a tree, if you're looking to give money to a great cause, this is the best way to do it, because you get that Christmas tree, then you don't have to decorate it. So let's bring Alicia in and let's talk to her about it. Alicia, thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you.
So how are things been going so far with the Christmas Tree Regalia on Main Street?
Great. Things are just kind of taking off. Things have been so festive. It's so nice seeing all the people downtown coming into the Christmas shop itself, enjoying some of the activities that we're having, like the Friday night strolls and things like that. So things have really been looking good for Christmas and the CJC Regalia.
So once again, this is, you can walk the streets and look at all these trees, and all of these trees are available to purchase, and it's being done through an auction. And so how is the auction being handled this year?
So the auction is being handled through, it's 32auctions.com. If you go into there, you'd have to create an account. Then you can actually view, it'll say the CJC Christmas Tree Regalia. You can go into that and you'll be able to see the Christmas trees listed. You can see what the most current bid is. It's in $10 increments. And then if you find a tree that you like, you can set it up that you can be a tree that you watch. You can bid on it. You can see the live bids as they're happening. So it's a much easier form than what we had last year, and it's nice to be able to see it in live time.
You know, I always tell people with these online auctions like this, just know what you want to spend, and that's your bid.
Correct.
Then you don't have to worry about going and checking on it. And you know what? If you lose it, it went over what you were going to bid anyway. I mean, so it's pretty simple. But once again, all of the money is going to go to the Children's Justice Center and the Family Support Center here. This is a great thing. This is a lot of fun. Then they've done this for, boy, as long as I can remember. And we've just had it on downtown on Main Street for the last couple of years, which I think is a great location for it to be at. So are you starting to feel like people think that this is a great thing and you want to kind of keep it on Main Street?
We would like to keep it on Main Street. The only thing that we have right now is just making sure that we do like our holiday shop. We have to make sure that we have a space for it. People enjoy it on Main Street. We enjoy seeing the people come to Price Main Street to be able to see this, because it benefits them, it benefits the Children's Justice Center, and it just makes for a great event.
All right, and you mentioned the holiday shop. Now, it's kind of just a craft shop with different things like that, but great, great gift ideas. And where is that kind of located, and what are the hours of the holiday shop?
So the holiday shop is located, the address I can't remember for sure, but it's the old Tupper building is where the holiday shop is. The hours are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from noon to 8 p.m. on those 3 days. And it's open for everyone to come in. Amazing different ideas Christmas decoration-wise. We also have specific trees that have been done that you can actually purchase right there on the spot if you want that Christmas tree. They're not some of the bigger trees like we have in the windows, but there are some really cute trees inside the shop as well if you're looking just for something, you know, just a good Christmas tree that you just want to buy there.
So if you're not interested in bidding on a tree, there's trees right there. You can just go and purchase them there.
There's a couple, yeah. There's right now, I think that there's two left. We try to keep up on a couple of them, but I mean, great ideas. Like I said, the decor, there's a lot of kitchen stuff, Christmas tree, stockings, decorations for the tree, just around the house in general, really cute things.
So go check that out. Once again, this is the last week, and then on Thursday, you guys are actually going to have a parade on Main Street in Price, and I heard somebody, you know, pretty special is going to be there.
I heard that we have a really special guest, and then even that guest has someone coming in with them. So I think that Thursday parade starts at 6 o'clock on Main Street. It will run from 300 East to First West. And I think that if you come down to the parade, you're going to see some amazing things. And like I said, one specific special guest will be there, and I think the kids will rave about that.
And absolutely. And once again, that's just another opportunity for you to get down and look at these trees. Now, once again, if you wanted to bid on them, you said 32auctions.com?
32auctions.com is the site that you'll want to go and bid. Bidding ends Friday at 7, I believe. And even after that, say that there's like a tree or two that are having a lot of bids at that moment. The bidding site will actually go into a bidding war at that point and allow you to go into a bid war until it finalizes that last bid.
All right. So get down, take a look at your trees, and see if there's one out there that you would like. Once again, remember, all of the proceeds go to the Children's Justice and Family Support Center right here in Carbon County. They do so many great and tremendous things for the community. So that's where all of this is going to go. But Thursday night, go down. The parade starts at 6. Look at your trees, and then you can go back and bid on them. Maybe you'll win one, and then maybe you won't have to decorate a tree for Christmas.
Oh, 100%. Such a great event, and we can't wait to see everyone down there.
All right. Alicia, thank you so much for calling in and letting us know about this event. We really appreciate it, and good luck to you.
Hey, thank you so much. Have a good day.
Absolutely. Thank you. That's Alicia Sandoval with the Christmas Tree Regalia on Main Street. It's wrapping up this week. They've got a big parade on Thursday, and then bidding will end on Friday evening for the Christmas trees. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.